Breed, sister, AJ. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. February 5th, 1905. Dear Sister Breed, I am very glad to hear that you are improving in health. I should be very much pleased to meet you again. I am now in my 78th year. My brain is still active, and my health is good for one of my age. During my recent travels, the Lord kept and preserved me from accident and harm. He would have us look to Him in all our trails and afflictions. Be of good courage, my sister. A little longer, and we shall see Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled, He said to His disciples. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14, verse 1 to 3. Encourage your heart in the Lord. I rejoice in the bright prospects of the future, and so may you. Let us be cheerful and praise the Lord for His loving kindness to the children of men. Do not look on the dark side. Have faith in God. We are Christ's property, and let us remember that He loves us and will be our helper and our God. Last night I was awake for a long time. I was troubled and anxious, for I knew that some were tempted and tried, and I was wondering how I could help them to look to Jesus and comfort their hearts in His love. I thought, if I could only take hold of Christ's hand and hear His voice as I lie awake, praying for myself and much more for others who are tempted and tried. I could not sleep after 1 o'clock. I was so sorry because I had writing that I wanted to do today, and I thought that I would be useless if I could not sleep. But at 2 o'clock I arose and dressed, made my fire, and before breakfast had written many pages. I have written many pages since breakfast and have not felt sleepy at all. Let us be thankful for every favor. Let us try to be sunshiny Christians. The souls that I trouble about, fearing that they will not hold fast till the end, I will commit to God. That which is divinely real will shine amidst the moral darkness, because Christ's light shines upon it. To Him we own constant praise and thanksgiving, for we are kept by His power through faith. We cannot keep ourselves. Be of good courage. The Lord loves you and pities your every weakness. He will certainly strengthen and bless you if you will only trust Him. It would not satisfy the heart of the infinite God to give to those who love His Son a less blessing than He gives His Son. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Ephesians 1, verse 3 to 7.